This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Chris Barnes.
It's midterm election day and polls are now open on the West Coast, so nearly all American voters have the chance to cast their ballots. All 435 seats in the U.S. House are up for grabs, 35 of 100 in the Senate as well. Governors also being chosen in 36 of 50 states. President Trump continued a long road tour last night, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump makes his closing argument in Missouri, Cleveland, and Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If you want strong borders, you see what we're doing. We got the worst laws because they won't give us the votes.
The president revving up the crowd, talking about the economy.
Republicans have created the best economy in the history of our country. This is the single best economy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The man accused of sending more than a dozen pipe bombs to high-profile Democrats, CNN and others, making his first appearance in New York federal court this morning. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc extradited from Miami yesterday. The bombs caused no injuries, but Sayoc still faces nearly 50 years in prison if convicted on five federal charges. As promised, the Trump administration yesterday reimposed additional sanctions on Iran. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors.
College basketball season will tip off tonight across the nation, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
More than 5,000 U.S. troops are now stationed along the border with Mexico, part of the president's push to stem illegal immigration in what's dubbed Operation Faithful Patriot. The president's been campaigning for GOP hopefuls ahead of the midterms and pointing to the caravan of migrants who are seeking asylum from violence and escaping poverty as proof of what he calls there's an invasion coming. Most of the caravan, made up of Central Americans, is currently near Mexico City. The troops that have been sent to the border are to help support the Border Patrol, and they won't be doing any actual patrolling themselves, according to officials. Another study done on energy drinks, and it finds they could make it harder for blood vessels to move oxygen around the body. This new study is from the University of Texas Health Science Center. It looked at the effects of the caffeinated beverages when taken before exercise. Energy drinks constrict the blood vessels, making it harder to pump blood and oxygen when the body needs it the most. In some cases, people have suffered cardiac arrest. The energy drink industry maintains the beverages are safe and that nothing in the study runs counter to that. And if people who work for Under Armour want to visit strip clubs, they'll have to pay with their own money. Reports are the sportswear company has reversed course on a long-standing policy of letting workers charge visits to strip clubs on their company credit cards. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dan Perkins joins us, my good friend, author, columnist, and political commentator. And we've got lots to talk about here. Dan, how you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Ambassador. I'm fine. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for being available to address these issues. I mean, all this controversy regarding the shootings, you know, it's just amazing what politics has reduced itself. There's just no room for compassion, is there, Dan?
It's not only there's no room for compassion, everything that happens, the left automatically spins it as Trump's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And so how we could ever be civil, as the Democrats are trying to convince us that we should be, how can we be civil if that we see nothing, they see nothing in us that's good or positive? And mm-hmm. They don't want to give us any credit for anything that we've done that's been positive for the country.
Exactly.
So it's not surprising that we are a divided nation, because the Democrats have decided that that's the only way they can try and rule, is to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is, Dan, what they're doing is they're negating our American citizenship. I mean, what trumps all this stuff, if I can say that, is that we're Americans, and this is what it is, that we're Americans first. The other stuff, you know, the hyphenation and the tribalism and all this Republican Democrat. I mean, if we let go of being American, the Democrats have us right where they want us. And it's easy to peel away people and say, okay, you got 35-40% of America now leaning towards socialism and the hard left policies that have proven to be an absolute disaster. And this is not just under Barack Obama. This is, baked in history. I mean, all you got to do is open up a history book and look under socialism, and you'll see what it does, how it crushes the people, how it kills people. I mean, it's an endless disaster. But I guess, like in democratic form, you just haven't given us enough money. We just haven't had enough time. If we had enough time, enough money, we'll prove, that climate warming, man-made influence climate change is there. We'll prove that socialism can work. We just cannot run out of other people's money.
Right. It's amazing that whenever you run it like Cortez in New York or Gillum here in Florida, mm-hmm. Who's running for governor, they're quick to point out that, yes, socialism in the past didn't work because the people really didn't know what they're doing. And we know what we're doing. Therefore, we will make it work this time.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't given us any rationale as to why what magic bullet they've come across to make it work better. It's just the rhetoric that's coming out of their mouths. Bill, that I am encouraged about the midterm elections because I think the American people, and I hope, I think and I hope, and I pray, that the American people understand that it's their choice of how we're going to go as a nation. And if we're going to give the Democrats control of the House in this election, we're going to pay a high price, even if we have control of the Senate on the Republican side.
Exactly.
That things are going to slow down and change, and not for the better, for the worse. And nothing's going to happen. No progress is going to be made. And it's going to be difficult for the president to do his job. I have no doubt, though, he will continue everything he can to do his job. But it's going to make it even more difficult. And
we'll enter the world of executive orders, which is what existed under Barack Obama. But to your point here, Dan, is that here socialism is begging for more time. They can't articulate any kind of policy other than we'll give you all this money, which is going to increase the national debt by tenfold at least. Which is just where is that money going to come from? Do we have so many wealthy people that they'll continue? We'll just take it from them and pay for all these giveaways and entitlement. I mean, the idea of our Constitution is self-responsibility. But unfortunately, a percentage of America has been conditioned by Democratic policies to look for handouts. And along with handouts, what they're giving up is their own dignity. I mean, they lost it, for 8 years under Barack Obama. I mean, we had more people on welfare, less jobs available, regulations choking people to death and choking ideas that could have made America so much more productive and gotten us out of the malaise that we were in. And look what Donald Trump did within his first 2 years. I mean, there's such a stark contrast and reality between these two realms. So why would you want to go back to something you ran away from?
See, I that was very well said, and I appreciate that. That is why I think the Democrats are going to lose, because I think the American people understand exactly what you just said. And why would they want to give it up? Why would they want to give up prosperity? Why would they want to give away the tax break that they had? Why would they want to give up their jobs? Why would they want to depend more on the government? All those things have nothing rational about them. Look at Spartacus, Cory Booker,
yes,
who said, I want to give $50,000 to every child in the country. $50,000. Because they need a start. They need a stake to get going in this country. Where does the $50,000 come from?
Yes.
Which is the question you asked a few moments ago. As we have all these programs, where does the money come from? I mean, we had Donald Trump say, 2 weeks ago to all the cabinet officers, cut your budgets by 5%. I want to see your plan. We've got the budget. And we have Congress that wants to spend more. So it really is a very important time. I know a lot of people say this is the most important midterm election in our life, and it may very well be, but maybe I'm being Pollyannish, Bill, but I think I give the American people by and large more credit, and I look at what the Democrats have done and how they have screwed up the country, and Donald Trump in 2 years has started the company and which is America. Business is America's business. Starting the company in a new direction where more and more people can prosper and grow and be active participants and build wealth. And I find that I got to believe that the majority of American people are willing to give that up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as Brett Kavanaugh's mom said, use your common sense. If it's reasonable, things that are reasonable are reasonable. Things that aren't, aren't. It really is that simple. And as you say, we have a lot of faith in our fellow citizens to look at this and break it down. I mean, I don't know how much more evidence you need, but most amazing, I mean, that Donald Trump has been able to affect so much in a short period of time under the things that have worked previously. Why not? We've got more from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Beep, beep, bop, bop.
Bill Martinez.
Yes, who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
Why is everybody always picking on me?
President Trump is not a fan of yours.
No, I'm not a fan of his either. I mean, I do believe the man ought to lose his job. I guess that makes us equal. My grandmother used to have this saying, never, ever, ever wrestle with pigs. She said, because you both get dirty, but the pig actually likes it.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
And that was important for me because what I realize is what DeSantis and Trump want to do is to drag me into the gutter.
Yeah.
With them, right? Because they can survive getting dirty.
We saw what happened with the pipe bomber, with a person who believed Donald Trump when he said the press is the enemy of the people, and he acted on it. Donald Trump is not responsible for that man, but knowing that his words have that impact, will he retire that phrase now? Because what's to stop it from happening again? And so going forward, knowing that his words caused that man to act, he is responsible.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, Dan Perkins, if they didn't have President Trump to shoot arrows at, but, you know, they cannot seem. I mean, they're so stuck in their echo chamber that I don't think they even hear themselves that how, I mean, it's not even a fair-minded argument and debate, you know, that you would somehow link what President Trump has said, you know, in putting his hand on these mail bombs or, you know, on the shooter in Pittsburgh and, you know, the whole deal. As you said earlier, the people are getting smarter all the time. But, you know, the thing is, just like, you know, Russian bots and Chinese bots trying to invade, you know, the election process, you know, voter fraud taking place, even though Eric Holder would want us to believe that voter fraud is non-existent. And I keep asking, I go, if it's so non-existent, you know, why are people getting arrested and convicted for voter fraud, you know? But people, right, as you say, are getting smarter and they're understanding. But there's all these nuances. I mean, just like in Pittsburgh, you know, they said, oh, the Jewish leaders didn't want Donald Trump, you know, to be there. Well, you find out who the Jewish leaders were. They weren't really Jewish leaders at all. I mean, they were part of a group that is funded by George Soros' son, and they're anti-Trump, and you know, has nothing to do. In fact, you know, the rabbi of the temple says President Trump is my president. He's welcome. He's always welcome here. But yet, the narrative by the mainstream media was that Donald Trump was not welcome.
Yeah, and I think that the one of the most telling points of the rabbi was that when he was interviewed, he talked about how many emails that he got. And then he was very specific, and he said, what disturbed me more than anything else was the level of hate that was expressed in the email. That is not who we are as a Jewish people. Right. We do not hate people. And so that's when he said, he's my president. He's welcome to come here anytime. It's what I was saying at the beginning of the program. Mm-hmm. Everything that happens, the left tries to inflame people against the president by blaming him for everything that happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and on the other side of the coin, let me give you three pieces of information and a story that's about to get circulated. The Democrats are in trouble because of three things going on. The favorability rating of Donald Trump in the black community is going through the roof, almost 40%. The Hispanic vote, the legalized Spanish voters, the favorability of Donald Trump has risen 10 points since the border crisis. And that says that the Spanish community is more in tune with what Donald Trump's trying to do. And then the third is union labor. The head of the AFL-CIO is out supporting what the president has been doing on tariffs and what he's doing for jobs for steelworkers and everybody else. And so three of the primary constituents for the Democratic Party, blacks, Hispanics, and labor, have moved towards the president. I don't know how they win the election.
I don't either. This is why I keep an eye on, you know, the polling stations to make sure that everything is according to Hoyle here, because I believe that the Dems are very desperate right now, and they're seeing this. They're seeing, Senate seats that, they could count on are slipping away. And, by some estimates, 85% or so, the Republicans hold the Senate. Tables are turned just the opposite regarding the House, but I think there's thumb on the scale type analysis being presented there. I just cannot.
Right.
Certainly in some areas, California. I'm here in California right now. I know you're holding the fort for us in Florida, and I want to talk to you about Gillum in just a moment. But in California. I mean, it's berserk. I mean, this one party state has got people so indoctrinated, and it's going, oh wow, you know, this is what you have. In fact, I wrote a commentary about it, is that, you know, welcome to California, the place that absolutely destroyed, you know, the city that you may have left your heart in, your heart in the midst of all the fecal matter, human fecal matter on the streets and, and syringes. I mean, it's a disaster. But this is what they've done to the state and San Francisco specifically.
Yeah, and the Democratic candidate for governor, as I understand, wants to provide free health care for everybody, including illegals.
Of course.
But what I'm hearing, and maybe you hear it different than what I'm hearing, because I'm 2,500 miles away from you, that there are more and more people, even on the local basis, who are rejecting what the Democrats are trying to do, that they're trying to literally destroying their state.
Well, they've got to vote them out, Dan. They've got to mount up an offense and vote them out. Cox has run against Newsom here for governor. But, you know, this has become a one-party state. I mean, Republicans have been gerrymandered out of the equation, and look at what this one-party state has developed. I mean, the empirical evidence is so sound. I mean, Jerry Brown would like to say, hey, everything is going so well, and, you know, they've had more jobs and everything else, and you go, wait a minute, the number one state in the use of U-Haul rentals is California. There are more U-Hauls being, you know, leaving, packed up, leaving the state than any other state in the union right now. What does that tell you?
Right. This is an important election. And granted, in many cases, in a midterm election, a lot of it is local politics. But I think with so many Senate seats up, and this is another piece that I've just sent out, which I think will be published today. Mm-hmm. What the Democrats haven't figured out, Bill, is that they've got all this focus on the House. Well, we have two justices, Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, mm-hmm. who's over 80, and Breyer is getting close to 80. If they lose the Senate, and I think that there's a possibility that the Republicans get to 56 to 58. I've seen some forecasters say 62. The President Trump within the remaining 6 years probably has a chance to replace two Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them most likely will be the liberals. With a 60 vote majority, they won't have the stuff they had with Kavanaugh because they'll just vote him up. Her up and it'll be over, and they're going to lose. The liberal is going to lose their seats on the Supreme Court, and Justice Thomas, I think, will also retire to allow President Trump to replace him with a much younger person who will serve 20, 30 years on the court, so that we could literally have a situation where it's 7-2 by the time Donald Trump would leave.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine that? That would be amazing. But look, I'll tell you what. This is the chance for voters, as you say, Dan, and we've been saying, to pull the lever and to let the politicians know. And maybe they can say, can you hear me now? Here's the lever. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now? We are not going to go and continue in this socialist, progressive direction that the Democrats want us to go on. We voted in Donald Trump. We're going to send in reinforcements because, you know, the guy's doing a great job for his first 2 years. As he said, why would you fire somebody or make it more difficult for someone who's doing a great job, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about Gillum, but we know that things at a local level are being exposed big time there. And we'll keep our eyes on the real news, right?
Yes, sir.
You got it. Dan Perkins, thank you so much, Dan. Appreciate it.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's monthly. mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's midterm election day, and polls are now open on the West Coast, so nearly all American voters have the chance to cast their ballots. All 435 seats in the U.S. House are up for grabs, 35 of 100 in the Senate as well. Governors also being chosen in 36 of 50 states. President Trump continued a long road tour last night, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump makes his closing argument in Missouri, Cleveland, and Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You want strong borders. You see what we're doing. We got the worst laws because they won't give us the votes.
The president revving up the crowd, talking about the economy.
Republicans have created the best economy in the history of our country. This is the single best economy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Comes down to it, it's what it's really all about. It's about liberty. I mean, this is why Jesus came, you know, to set the captives free. And, you know, that is the ultimate. I used to think for a long time that it was fulfillment, because labor studies and everything you would read would tell you that less than 10%, one out of 10 people in the workforce today enjoyed what they called fulfillment, where their giftings and talents were being exercised and being able to be developed and grown, which I thought was pretty exciting. And I used to think that was the highest thing, until one time in the middle of doing a presentation as an adjunct professor in Southern California, the Holy Spirit downloaded something rather immediately to me, and the kids understood that I was being stopped in my tracks. And I said, hey, look at this, is fresh, direct from the throne room of God. And then the ultimate calling is not fulfillment. Our ultimate calling here on earth is freedom. And our next guest, Carter Conlon, senior pastor of Times Square Church in one of my favorite cities in this country, New York City, an interdenominational church with more than 10,000 people in attendance. It represents more than 100 different nationalities. And he's with us right now. We're talking about his just released book, It's Time to Pray. Pastor Conlon, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Yeah. Bill, it's great to be with you today. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, that was quite the revelation for me, Pastor. You know, because like I said, for so long I used to do this you know, this presentation about, you know, what we could expect, you know, in our lives here. And, I would talk about certain key components that would lead to fulfillment. And then when God stopped me in my tracks and says, oh no, that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is freedom. It really changed my life in thinking. I think those that I've, you know, have shared that with. And this was all really when it all comes down to, which is consistent with your book and the title of your book, It's Time to Pray. It was birthed out of my conversations with God.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had quite an incredible journey in my life. You know, from I was a police officer for 12 years. I became a Christian while I was in the police department. No speaking skill, no ability, a lot of stuff in my life that needed to be dealt with. And really, it's just been through a life of prayer that God has led me. He's taken me into his promises and his word, taught me how to pray. And in the book, I talk about the steps from starting out. Some of the things in your life kind of pass away quickly, and others take a little bit longer. And I share the struggles, I share the journey, I share the mistakes, I share everything in it that led to where I am today and what I've seen God do overseas in various countries. My hope is that people reading it would just close it and say every chapter and say, God, if you can do that for him, you can do that for me. If you can take him from where he was and use his life for something good, then you can take my life from where I am and use me. And that's why I wrote it. It's an autobiography. I wrote it honestly, in a sense. I put in not just the enamored parts, but I put in the struggles and failures as well.
Well, and I think that's the encouraging part of your book, is that it is so real and raw that it also puts into perspective that, you know, we're not the only ones going through this process. That, you know, God is faithful, you know, to his promises to us. He says that until it's time, you know, God will continue to pursue us and to fulfill the promises and purposes for our lives. And, you know, and as you say, your book is, it is an encouragement, you know, for all of us that find ourselves at times in that struggle. And when we get through that, as we're going through that struggle, why not go to the one who says he knows the beginning from the end?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping, if people don't know we need to pray by now, you know, then we've arrived at Election Day in this year, and we have a church largely living in willful darkness. Because, I mean, if we don't understand the peril that our nation is in, the peril that our society is in, and the fact that throughout history, it's always been a praying people that have seen the hand of God move. Living in that kind of a situation again. Now, you're fully aware, you know, of the agenda. I mean, the choice is light and darkness now in the nation. And I'm hoping with all my heart, oh, God, you know, have the people, especially your people, Lord, understand the peril of this moment. And at least, if they're not praying yet, at least vote right. Today, and you know, choose life over death, choose freedom over darkness and captivity. God help us is the cry of my heart, and I have just known and seen in my own life incredible journey that the Lord's taken me on, realistically, just because I've been a person who's wanted to pray my whole life and gone through the gambit of how to and how not to pray, and finally discovered the simplicity of a relationship with God, exercise through prayer, and just all day, every day, his presence in my life. And it has been, Bill, an incredible journey. It's been a miraculous journey. There's nothing, it's nothing less than that. And I believe that it's a journey available to every person. It's not just for the select few. It's for every person in Christ who just starts reading the Word of God, looks at the promises in it, and says, God, I'm asking you for this. I'm asking for the right reason. I'm not just asking so I can be personally blessed. I'm asking for the sake of others, that I might be a catalyst to bring them out of darkness and into light. I do have a story about this. I don't know how much time you have, but
yeah, no, we've got a couple segments here, so we're good. We got a couple minutes to this one. Go ahead.
Okay, well, when I was a young cop, you'd walk the beat, and I started praying this prayer. I said, Lord, I'd like to win 100,000 people to you before I die. I was specific in my prayer. I said, not just people who are going to raise their hands somewhere, but people who are actually going to live for you. Now, at this point, I'd never preached the sermon. I had no ability to do these things. Fast forward. Several years ago, I'm in a field in a war zone in Africa. 500,000 people have gathered to hear the gospel. It's a civil strife situation. I write about it in the book. It's a dangerous moment. But fast forward real quick. At the end of the message that first night, if the numbers were right, and it was hard to tell because it was a literal sea of people, 100,000 hands were raised to receive Christ that first day. Now, that's only the first day. I went back to my hotel. I got on my knees beside my bed just to thank the Lord and suddenly realized that he had answered my prayer that I had prayed many, many, many years before. But when I got on my knees to pray, the Lord spoke to my heart, Bill, and he said, Carter, don't limit me. Don't limit what I can do through a surrendered vessel. And that story is in the book.
Wow, that is so part. Can you imagine? I mean, it's hard. I've attended and was honored to even serve in a Billy Graham crusade in Southern California in the mid-80s. And, you know, their Angel Stadium, the capacity was at the time about 50,000, you know, but to see a sea of people, as you state, 500,000 people and 100,000 raising their hands to accept Christ, and then for you to have that, you know, the Bible always talks about that Selah moment that we need to meditate on and stop and pause for a moment, and for you as you pause to realize, wow, that God has not only answered the prayer but says, hey, guess what, Carter, there's more to the story, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, amen. And for you as a young beat cop to even have in your spirit to pray that prayer, you know, Lord, let me lead 100,000 people to you to raise their hands, not just, you know, by peer pressure or convenience, but souls that would be life changers, that would be transformational to their communities and to their country. Wow, that is most incredible. Our conversation with Pastor Carter Conlon, senior pastor of Times Square Church in New York City, will continue after the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bill Martinez.
Let your body cast out my fears. Let your body love all I feel. All fear is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your.
Bill Martinez, live.
The way you like us, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Pastor Carter Conlon, the senior pastor of Times Square Church in New York City, continues. We're talking about his brand new book, It's Time to Pray. Pastor, your church was started by David Wilkerson of Teen Challenge fame and the infamous book Cross and the Switchblade. As you were saying earlier, you've been on staff as a pastor for 24 years, and you've continued on with this legacy. How did you and David Wilkerson get together?
Well, I was a pastor. I started pastoring in Canada and for a little season, and then I began to travel as a revivalist to various churches, you know, had just kind of lost their reason for being. And Leonard Ravenhill, a man called Leonard Ravenhill in Texas, got a hold of a message I had preached somewhere and ended up calling me and asked me if I would come to Lyndale, Texas and spend 3 days with him. So I ended up flying to Lyndale, and this is in 1991. And I spent 3 days with Leonard Ravenhill, and from 7 in the morning till 7 in the evening, he just poured out of his heart into my life. And then at the end of the 3 days, he spoke some things that he felt the Lord had shown him that God was going to do through my life, some of which have happened and some are yet to happen. And he said he covenanted to pray for me every day for the rest of his life. And so I believe he did, and he wrote letters to me regularly. Then he sent two messages to David Wilkerson and to listen to. Now, David Wilkerson stuck them in the glove compartment of his car, and they were there for 3 years in his car. And then one day he was driving back to New York City, and he was praying, and he was saying these words, "Lord, you got to send me help. The church is growing quickly, and it needs structure. It needs organization. I just need help." And he said, "God, would you send help to me?" And he reached in his glove compartment to clean a couple of things out, and both messages fell on the floor together. He thought to himself, "Well, that's odd." So he picked them up, and he started driving back to New York, and he plugged it in you know, put it in his player. And before he got to the city, he pulled over on the side of the road and found my the number to get a hold of me, and asked if I would come to New York City the following Tuesday to preach for him. And that's almost 25 years ago now. That's in May of, I remember it was his birthday, May 19th, 1994. And I came there and I spoke for him in New York City, and the rest is history. I've been there ever since. So that's how I got connected with David Wilkerson.
Wow, what a ride, and you've been in New York, and of course have been traveling, continue to travel the world and take this message that God has placed on your heart, and a message that is most appropriate, you know, for a time such as this. As we talked earlier, America, you know, at every turning point, it is, you know, whatever decision, whatever turning point it's been people of faith. It has been the church that has come together and prayed for this country from its very beginning on to this very day. I believe it was people of faith in 2016 that came out in large numbers that took God's word seriously from 2 Chronicles 7:13 and 14. That is a prayer that has been referenced many times over the last decade, specifically that if my people who are called by my name, I mean, it says right there, it is the people of faith, people who have turned to God. And he's saying, once again, you know, you've turned away from me. It's time to turn back to me. Are you in enough pain? Have you gone through enough anguish that you're ready to confess, to reconcile your actions, to reconcile your families, your marriages, your be all and end all to God's plans and purposes? And if you are, let's talk and watch me do what I do in only the way that God can do, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have a prayer meeting now at Times Square Church on Tuesday. I started getting together several years ago with about 100 pastors from the inner city, and we started to pray together and feed the poor in their communities. And out of that prayer meeting has come a worldwide prayer meeting now on Tuesday nights. I mean, we're online live in 200 countries.
Wow.
People accessing that prayer meeting. And we're getting requests from Muslims who are in online and not quite sure what we believe, and asking us if we could explain it. People in solitary confinement and prison. I mean, it's just, there's no end. The numbers, I'm really stirred too by the numbers of religious people, deacons, elders, pastors, who are just tired of the lifelessness in their own hearts and just reaching out and crying out for freedom. Some are alcoholics. Some are just, they need God. Mm-hmm. And they're not ashamed anymore just to reach out. And they're texting in, they're emailing in, say, please pray for me. One pastor texted in a couple of weeks ago and said, I hate people, and I'm pastoring the church. He said, I've just been so wounded, I'm starting to hate people. Please help me. Pray for me.
Yeah.
You know, so, but that's, in my understanding, that's the beginning of a spiritual awakening, when people are starting, or at least willing to deal in reality and not play this religious game any longer. But God, I need to approach you in truth, and you've
exactly.
got to come and be my healer before any healing can flow through my life to other people. And if ever there was a time to pray, Bill, it's now. I mean, the church has got to rise up out of the ashes one more time and rediscover our identity and our purpose. Why were we left here? Not to live for ourselves, not to be self-focused, but for the sake of others who have yet to know who Christ is, and there really is a hell, and they're heading there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to begin to pray again. It's not just about
Amen.
Our comfort. It's about the eternity of other people.
Well, the thing that keeps coming at me very loud and clear, since we've been doing the show, it's been a little over 10 years that we've been doing the show, and we started out with, you know, with a commitment that we would pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And, you know, I was reminded again in a recent study that God established the church to be the bastion of truth. And, you know, and this is what we've lost in our culture today. You know, people want to talk about truth being relative. And, you know, we can't even talk about God's truth, because that really stops the argument. And people want to fuss and fight about it. But, you know, it's almost like that drowning person. Sometimes you have to let that person, you know, get all the fight out of them before you go in and save them. You know, that's what they teach you when you're a lifeguard, you know. So, but, you know, people have been struggling, because at the expense of all all this have been families, have been children. It's been very heavy on my heart here recently. Had a dear friend that, I'll tell you, we led a 24-hour prayer watch in our local church in Southern California, and he and his wife were murdered by their son. And the son, even put the house on fire, I guess, to hide the evidence and that. And it's just heartbreaking, Carter, to think about what they went through. I mean, here's their son who struggled in life. And I know that they did everything they could possibly think of doing. And the end of it is that the son who they loved and gave so much to, murders them. And it's a heartbreak for me and others.
I mean, you know, I don't know how many people are aware of that, but not only in America are children being murdered in the womb, they're now being deliberately gender confused in grade school, being told there is no God in high school and are forbidden to pray if they do believe there is God, and radicalized against God and country in college. I was speaking recently in a fairly large pastor's conference, and I shared with the pastors, I said, if you're okay with this, then just stay in your seat. If you're okay with this, then carry on with the status quo. If you're okay with a whole generation being taken captive by an agenda of darkness, then by all means, just keep doing what you're doing. I said, but if you're not okay with it, would you join me as we begin to cry out for this generation? Bill, you had to be there to see what happened. I don't know if there's anybody left in their seat. I saw pastors with gray hair and their wives just sobbing before God. A couple of men told me that they were that night called out of retirement and back to BC. One man said, I don't have the strength of my youth, but I know how to pray. And they caught the vision that we can turn the tide of this evil by prayer, by turning back to God again, by calling out to Him, and by rediscovering, may I say, our purpose and our power. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, bringing down imagination, and bringing thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ. We need to rediscover the power of prayer again.
Amen. And, the thing is, people need to understand that the answer to all this confusion and all the, health care, dealing with, poverty, the immigration issue, people coming to our border, on, all these troubles that we're dealing with, these can't be solved by mere men. I mean, they have been so confused and so complexed, Carter. I got to tell you that if we do not turn to God and look for the, I mean, this is what our founding fathers did. This is why they gave us this brilliant document called the U.S. Constitution. It is absolutely brilliant when you read it and you consider all its implication. I mean, even our founding father said, but for divine providence and the hand of God, this great American experiment would not even have been able to take off at all.
Very, very true. And we're fighting hell now to preserve it. And literally, that's what we're fighting. This is demonic. This is dark. There's an orchestrated attack, I believe, by powers of darkness against the testimony of this nation. And the only hope for our future, I honestly fear, Bill, if we don't pray now, 10 years from now, we're going to wish we had prayed. If we don't start getting back to the prayer meeting in our homes and in the house of God, if we don't get away from this self-focus and start realizing that the cross is not about being focused on something.
Exactly.
About God.
Got to leave it right there. It's time to pray.
At least a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 440-055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 440-055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 440-055.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products.